crucifixus est, crucifixus est.
Jesus says to us today, tonight, you are the salt of the earth. He doesn't say you could be salt of the earth when you change your life for better and will become more perfect and more holy. No, he says, you are the salt of the earth now. With all your weaknesses, daily struggles, worries and problems and imperfections, you are the salt of the earth. It comes from our baptism when we received dignity of sons and daughters of God. It changes us inside. And now, even as we are so imperfect, we are the salt of the earth. We are so important that without us, world cannot exist. We are the hope of this world through Jesus living in our lives and message which we bring to others. But if a salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. How salt can lose its taste? Well, it can be 10 years old and still be salty. The salt loses its taste when it's mixed with other substances, with other chemical substances. And this applies to our faith. Our faith is salty if it is faithful to what church teaches us. If we take something from our church, take something from Methodist church, then take something from Hindu or Buddhism, and we try to mix it together to make it something better, then we lose our saltiness. There's only one truth which Jesus Christ gave us, and it is rest in the Catholic Church. And if we want to stay salty, we need to do our best to understand Catholic teaching and to be faithful to it. And we all know how it's difficult sometimes to agree with some teachings of the Church. All the world is upset of many things on the Catholic Church because we do not want to change things we believe are right and man-made by God. If you want to stay salty, and to stay faithful to the teaching of the Catholic Church. Imagine how your life looks like if you quit eating salt or put the salt to your food for 1 week. Eat your hamburger without any salt, French fries with sugar instead of the salt. It wouldn't be good. That same with the world. Jesus says that salt, it is something very important. It was precious cargo in the ancient world. And we as a Christians, we are precious for this world. Because through us, God brings mercy to this world. And if we quit believing what we believe, there won't be hope for us. So, we are the light of the world too. It is impossible to live in darkness. We cannot exist in darkness. We are the light of this world. It's a good occasion to think for a moment about people in our lives for whom we are not exactly light. Think about people for whose life you bring sadness, pain, whom you don't bring joy and God's peace. Think about people in your life whom you cannot forgive, or those who cannot forgive you something that you did against them. Jesus challenges us to our dignity of our sons and daughters of God, to don't leave those people somewhere behind, saying that I cannot change them. This is their fault. No, it is on our shoulders to do our best to bring to those people with whom we struggle good relations, peace, forgiveness, and hope. So may tonight Eucharist salt us with the salt of God's Spirit. Pray that this Eucharist may bring upon us Spirit of renewal, that we may desire even more to be God's witnesses, and focus especially on those peoples in our lives with whom we struggle, those close to us, those very close with us. That may Eucharist renew us and give us the strength to be good for them, to be patient with them, to bring them hope and God's face.
Christus abor meus, crucifixus est, crucifixus est.